Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is James chapter 4, verse 15.
Instead, you ought to say, "If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that."
Now, today's devotional reflection, have you ever said, "I'll never do that"? In one breath and in the next breath, you are doing the very thing you said you would not do. How about the word always? Have you ever said that always happens? And as soon as you use the word always, the statement suddenly does not come to pass? The experts said the Titanic would never sink, yet she sank 4 days into her maiden voyage. American psychologist Wendell Johnson once said, "Always and never are two words you should always remember never to use." While there is lovely whimsy in his words, Johnson's statement also has profound truth. I think about Peter. Peter told Jesus, "I will never deny that I know you, even if I have to die along with you." You may remember Jesus' reply, "Peter, this very night you will deny me 3 times. Peter's example is an excellent reminder to be careful how we use the word never. Chuck writes, "I do not know about you, but I have been taken aback by my always and never statements. For instance, I once said, 'I'll never grow a beard.' Please don't laugh too hard at that statement. Now I cannot imagine life without a beard. Still, there was that season I was convinced I would never. I once said, 'I will always own my 1972 Chevelle Supersport.' How surprised I was the day I felt it was time to part ways with the hottest, fastest car I ever owned, right down to the hood pins, air shocks, and racing stripes. She and I went everywhere together for nearly 20 years. Actually, my never and always list is mighty long and moderately comical in retrospection. There is one who can make always and never statements on which you and I can count. God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus has said he will always be with you, even through the end. We always have the assurance that nothing will ever separate us from God's love. We always have Jesus' affirmation of salvation when we believe in him. God is always a refuge. God comforts in all our tribulation, always. God says he never changes. God's statutes stand firm always. His precepts are sure always. God's word is always truth, and his word never fails. I will try to heed Wendell Johnson's statement. I will attempt to strike always and never from my vocabulary as absolute statements. However, I will stand firm on God's absolute statements to you and me. I will continue to find great solace knowing his absolutes indeed are absolutes. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.